Welcome to Australian Women Preach, a podcast that aims to raise women's voices in preaching the gospel. Our intention is to model the church we want to be, inclusive, diverse, and welcoming. Brought to you by WATAC, Women and the Australian Church, and The Grail in Australia. Roberta Hamilton is the Anglican Vicar of Yarrawonga, Diocese of Wangaratta. She's previously ministered in both the Anglican Diocese of Canberra and Goulburn and the Anglican Diocese of Melbourne. Roberta is also a mother and grandmother, writer and musician. She's passionate about the Kingdom of God and its outworking in the lives of all around her. This leads her to care deeply about justice, mercy and respect for all.
Today I have the privilege of speaking to you about a passage from the Gospel of John. Now, in the rhythm of the church year, we're currently inhabiting the space after the resurrection and looking forward to the ascension and then Pentecost with that outpouring of the Holy Spirit. In this passage from John 15, we've returned to that long discourse from the upper room on the night before Jesus' death, in which he's giving his followers all his last-minute instructions and he's trying to make sure that they understand. I am the true vine is the last of those metaphorical I am statements that Jesus makes, all of which I think are designed not only to help us understand who Jesus is, but also to comfort us. They describe something about Jesus' part in the Godhead, that kind of relationship between the parts that form the whole. Now, Jesus knows that his hour has come, it says, and he's loved his disciples to completion. He talks to them about what it is going to be like when he's gone. Obviously, as Jesus is facing death, one of his chief concerns is to reassure them that the relationship will continue. And this is one of these metaphors that he uses. As I was reading it this time, I noticed that Jesus is not just the vine, but the true vine. In other words, there might be other potential places that you can connect into, but stay with Jesus because he is the way, the truth, and the life. There are always people who make claims to be chosen, and we're seeing one or two of those on the world stage at this moment, aren't we? But Jesus is the real deal. So Jesus is helping his followers to get ready, and it seems to me that relationship is the key. If they continue to abide, dwell, or even rest in Jesus, they'll stay connected, but not connected just with Jesus, with God through the work of the Holy Spirit. It strikes me that this metaphor of the vine suggests a truly integral connection. Yes, the branches are in some sense distinct from the main vine, but they're the same materially. And I find that an amazing thought. If Jesus is the true vine and we're the branches, we're not just joined, but we're made of the same stuff. And indeed, the whole point of the vine is to have branches that bear fruit. In order to bear fruit, the branches must be pruned or cleansed. Jesus says to his followers that they have already been cleansed by the word he's spoken. That's interesting, isn't it? We're cleansed by Jesus' words. We'll continue to be pruned or cleansed, of course, over and over again, in order to bear more and more. Now, I don't think that the idea of being pruned appeals to most of us. We often associate the idea of pruning with suffering. And it is true that suffering may bring forth real fruit in our lives, but there may be other things also that lead to fruitfulness. Sometimes discarding things that we don't want or need can be very liberating, and that might lead to great fruitfulness. Sometimes Jesus' words rebuke us. For example, parts of the Sermon on the Mount can really challenge our behaviour, and that leads to fruitfulness. We can be glad that the process is in our loving God's hands. And perhaps if we hold on to that, we might begin to appreciate being pruned. God is the vine grower, and it's through God's work that Jesus, the true vine, brings forth fruit in our lives. We don't have to actually do anything. The vine grower prunes us, the vine itself feeds us, and the fruit comes, but we have to stay connected. Last year, I had a bud on one of my roses. Now, it was a rose that hadn't done very well that season. Very possibly, I didn't cut it back hard enough. And I was watching this one little bud swell and grow. It had such potential. I was playing ball with the dog, and somehow that rosebud was a casualty. The next day, I came out and it had withered. Its potential was gone. It had failed to stay connected and it had died. It wasn't a matter of judgment. I, as the rose dresser, I didn't decide that the bud wasn't good enough and cut it off. I cut it off because it had died. Apart from the plant, it could do nothing. And luckily, we are not so fragile. We believe in the God of infinite chances, to whom we can always reconnect. Another thing that I find very interesting in the midst of our very individualistic world is that this is all directed to the community, to all of yous, not just you as an individual. Together, we are the branches of the one big vine, and together we bring forth the fruits of the Holy Spirit in our communal lives. We are connected, and the fruit we bear, the fruit that gives glory to God, is also for one another. This fruit is also for those who are not yet connected, not yet resting in God's love. So who are we in the light of this particular metaphor? We are an interconnected, interdependent entity, which must remain or abide connected to Christ. To use a different metaphor, we are the body of Christ, the fruiting body of the vine. Though, of course, the fruit may look different in each person and each community's life, we can only function as part of the whole, or we wither and die. And again, there may be different ways of being connected or of abiding in God, but the relationship is the important thing. The purpose or meaning of our fruitfulness is to give God glory, and God is glorified by us loving our neighbours as ourselves, even to the point of laying down our lives for others, just as Jesus did. It is through this relationship with God, through the work of the Trinity, that we are enabled to love, to grow, and to be. Jesus, facing death, is desperate for his followers to grow into a deep and abiding relationship with God. Prayer, meditation, listening to God, reading the Bible, going to church, confessing our sins, are some of the practices that enable that connection to God through the indwelling Holy Spirit. And it is through the Holy Spirit, the sap that feeds us, helps us to grow and bring forth fruit, that we are all intimately connected into one another as part of the vine. In another passage set for today from the first letter of John, the emphasis is on love, which is both the means and the fruit of connection. There's a story, now it's probably apocryphal, but an elderly and blind John was carried into the assembly, and when he was asked for a word, he replied, "Little children, love one another." And someone said something along the lines of, "You always say that." And then there are several variations to the punchline. Some say he replied, "That is all you need to understand," or "It is the Lord's command. If you keep that alone, it is sufficient." But there's also a rather less flattering reply, which goes along the lines of, "So why the dickens aren't you doing it?" God is love. God is love. At one level, it's all we need to know about life. We are connected to this love through baptism. We're grafted into the vine of life in God, and God's love flows through us, bringing fruit. And with that love comes an absence of fear. If God is for us, who can be against us? If God loves us, nothing else really matters, and we are freed to love unconditionally and bring forth much fruit. Jesus says, "My Father is glorified by this, that you bear much fruit and become my disciples."
You have been listening to Australian Women Preach, brought to you by WATAC, Women and the Australian Church, and The Grail in Australia. You can find out more about WATAC at watac.net.au and The Grail at grailaustralia.org.au. The music in this podcast is from the song Truth, from the album Into Silence, by songwriter, musician, theologian and teacher Danielle Ann Lynch. You can hear the full version on Spotify.